If you read the advertisements, it says Thailand, the land of smiles, loved by tourists and known around the world as a tropical paradise. Is it safe? A new book, Thailand, Dangerous Destination, has branded the country one of the most dangerous on the planet. Journalist John Stapledon is the author of same. The book is just released in paperback this year. Good to see you.
Yeah, very nice to see you. Thailand, Deadly Destination, it's called.
Yes. Now, why is it so deadly?
Well, more Australians die in Thailand than any other country on earth by a factor of about two. The next in line is Greece. 122 Australians died in Thailand last year, and that's been going up fairly steeply for quite some years now. You'll find also a large number of Chinese die there. The largest number of tourists in Thailand are from China, and a significant number of them are dying. The Chinese ambassador has expressed severe concern. In fact, all the ambassadors have expressed concern about the welfare of their citizens while on Thai soil.
John, around 600,000 Australians visited Thailand last year, so that's a big chunk of people. Is this part of the reason why the statistic is high?
Well, to a degree, absolutely. I mean, you're seeing it's a terrible tale, really, the development of modern tourism in Thailand, and there are a number of different factors to it. In 1960, they had 80,000 visitors and on an average stay of one day. You've now got, they were estimating in 2015 30 million tourists, and there is an average stay of about 12 days. It's been a massive explosion also in the number of people who are making Thailand their home, a massive explosion in hotels and bars. One of the earliest complaints for the development of the tourist industry there was a lack of accommodation. Now, of course, one of the things that appeals very directly to Australians and to a lot of other nationalities is the very high-class hotels and the large number of them.
Thailand has a reputation for hospitality, a land of palm trees, sun-drenched beaches and happy hour bars. You're saying that the locals sometimes resent the tourists?
I wouldn't say sometimes, I would say very much so, that there has been a drift in the times I've been going there. I've been going there for almost 45 years now, on and off, that there has been a drift from curiosity to contempt. Europeans often seem to save their worst behaviour for the bars and nightclubs of Thailand, as many people who have been there would have noticed. The full moon party, all the major diplomats or the embassies all issue warnings about the full moon parties. At least one person is expected to die at every full moon party, and sometimes more. There's drownings and all sorts of incidents, lots of robberies and so on and so forth. So I think there has been, and part of this tragedy is not just that it's Westerners that are putting themselves in danger or become endangered as a result of their behaviour, but that the Thais have also been badly affected by the mismanagement of the tourist industry.
John, you write that lack of security and safety measures is responsible for a number of the deaths. How so?
Well, there are more than 50 Australians die on Phuket alone every year. Now, that is one island. You are seeing... Can
are
you imagine...
drowning or having accidents?
There's all sorts of different factors. You know, of course, it attracts retirees, so there are some just normal natural deaths, you know, that they die of old age. But there are a significant number of motorbike accidents. You cannot get travel insurance. Your travel insurance is invalidated if you're on a motorbike. Hire cars, all these sorts of things. There are a number of deliberate situations where accidents are caused in order for the local police to get an opportunity to basically attract a bribe.
You say that there are a number of suicides listed, and you question whether this is the reality.
Absolutely. There is the bizarrest thing. There's a chapter there that begins that's called Mayhem.
Yep.
And it begins with a scene at Souvanaphum Airport, which is that very beautiful airport in Bangkok. And there's been quite a number of suicides at the airport. Now, I've never heard of this anywhere else in the world, there was serious discussion that they were going to erect barriers on the fourth floor inside the terminal to stop tourists jumping off and thereby disgracing Thailand and destroying its reputation. Now, can you imagine at Sydney Airport people building barriers to stop tourists jumping off before they leave the country? Now, there's clearly more going on than just suicides. There's a also, you just look at people. There's a standard expat joke there, you know, found at the base of a 12-story condominium. His hands were tied behind his back. His girlfriend was missing, as was his wallet. It's just a standard expat joke in Thailand. Yeah. But certainly there is, a very strong evidence that a lot of these suicides are not actually suicides at all. That it's very cruel, but it's much easier to push someone off a balcony than sleep with them sometimes.
Wow. How widespread do you think is organised crime in Thailand? Do you think this is part of the issue as well?
Well, it's absolutely endemic, and it's been as much a point. Foreigners love Thailand. Let's be upfront about that. They absolutely love it. And it scores very highly on a range of factors: cultural uniqueness, beauty of landscapes, value for money, all these things which tourists really like.
Well, 27 million international visitors in 2013. That's a lot of people.
It's a lot.
Yep.
But it has been an absolute centre for the world's criminal networks. The Russians came in large droves. They've been buying up a lot of the entertainment areas, particularly in Pattaya and places like that, Patong, Pattaya. The Russians basically moved in, bought out a lot of German restaurants and so on. There's been huge card skimming networks. There's been just a recent report earlier this year on the number of international crime networks that are taking up card skimming in the tourist areas. That's been a very difficult thing to stop. And just like everybody else finds Thailand a comforting place to go to, so do some of the world's nastiest gangsters. And they come from Russia, from America, the British criminal class particularly love Thailand. And they buy up bars, they buy their girlfriends or boyfriends, whatever they're into.
They tell me that the foreign passport is a valuable commodity.
Absolutely. You can pick up, it depends on the nationality, but they will fetch anything up to 10,000. The trade's been going on since the 1980s, really. It began around a hotel, the Malaysia Hotel, which is a very cheap hotel in Bangkok, which I stayed in the 1970s. It was a backpacker's paradise. And it began with that trade of student cards for cheap tickets. Now, we all thought, and I was one of them, we all thought this was completely harmless. You just get a student pass and it cuts the price of your air ticket. It was done in complete cooperation with the local travel agent, who would just send you over the road to get your fake student card, and you come back and you get your discount. This moved on to passports. Now, the head of Interpol now describes fake passports as the biggest threat facing the travelling public in the world, and one of the biggest threats the world faces, because it means that anybody, anywhere, can get on a plane and cause mayhem very easily. This came to attention with the MH370, that Thailand was the centre of fake passports in the world. Yeah. They produce the highest quality false passports of anywhere. Cheap, high quality, fast. And there's been this scandal has been going on and on for years. It's been in CNN, all the world things. Nothing's been done to stop it, for one simple reason: it was done in very close cooperation with the Thai police.
There has been a coup. The military have been in charge. Has that changed the situation?
Well, there are some people who would say that, who absolutely welcome it, that it's been an opportunity to mop up some of the chaos that was going on in the streets. One of their various earliest things that they did in one of those absolutely only in Thailand moments was to look at the ladyboy gangs in Pattaya, who were roaming around robbing tourists. Now, nowhere else in the world do you get ladyboy gangs running around robbing big tourists. And anyone who's been there will know that they're all over you in a second, and your bag's gone within a, you know, very fast, very quick, very funny, you know. And
from an insider's perspective, can you give us a little bit of a guide for people who want to travel to Thailand and want to do it safely? What are the things that you should tick off?
Well, be very, very, very careful, particularly in the bars and nightclubs. Drink spiking is rife right throughout the kingdom. And it's not just, I'm not a member of the police, I'm not making some alarmist statement. It's rife absolutely throughout the kingdom. And in an extent, these pleasure dens, the go-go bars, which foreign men in particular love so much, you know, they're running organised gangs of thieves. They're not sex workers in the normal sense that we might think of. The I love you, I miss you, I stay with you forever patter of a Thai sex worker is completely insincere, and the elderly men that go there and fall for these lines, you know, are treated often with contempt when they return with their possessions all gone. But, you know, just be very, very careful.
And obviously don't let your credit card too far from your sight, by the sound of things.
Well, the skimming has been, even this year, there's been several scandals about card skimming in normal ATMs that you would go to in Sukhumvit, for instance, in Bangkok, a sort of central tourist area. So you have to be extremely careful. I'd keep very small amounts of money on any of your cards, and be aware that skimming of credit cards is absolutely rife.
Obviously, there was a fair bit of tension between the red and yellow shirts for some time. That seems to have calmed since the military have taken over. Is there any underlink problem there with you know, the political situation there?
Well, the political situation, that's one of the many fascinations of Thailand, is that it has such a complex political scene there. And also the visual tableaus. I've never seen so dramatic, such visually dramatic tableaus in the streets as some of those demonstrations. They're very friendly, the red shirts, but there's a huge divide and it goes on. Part of the reason why it seems so calm at the moment is because all dissent is suppressed. There is no anyone. There was a recent bashing of a horrific murder of two backpackers on Koh Tao, a small island popular with Koh Tao. Now, anyone who criticises the police investigation of that faces 5 years in jail. Now, if you make any further criticism, like a larger criticism of the junta itself, then you are in serious trouble. It has the it's been anointed royally, it has royal approval, so to attack the government of the day is to attack the king, which in Thai culture is just not possible.
It's an interesting perspective, John. Thank you for bringing us to us. It's out now in the stores in paperback form. It's called Thailand, Deadly Destination. John Stapledon has pulled it together. Thanks so much for being there.
Oh, privileged to be here. Thank you, Tony.
Mother, no travel.